Welcome now to the midday for a Thursday. I'm Norman Gilliland. It's maybe unique that a musical would be based on a film. It seems that it usually happens the other way around, but that is the case with a very unusual musical that we'll be sampling between now and quiz question time at 12:30. The name of the musical, A Little Night Music. If it sounds familiar, of course, that's the English version of Eine kleine Nachtmusik, which I imagine Stephen Sondheim had in mind, as well as the film Smiles of a Summer Night. Madison Opera is putting on A Little Night Music, and their general director, Catherine Smith, can give us some of the inside story as to what's going on behind the scenes. And first of all, welcome to the midday.
Thank you. Delighted to be here.
And the shows are when?
This Friday and Sunday.
Coming
Friday
soon.
At 8, Sunday at 2:30.
Capitol Theater?
In the Capitol Theater.
Which is a great place to see a musical, a Sondheim. And this one, particularly compatible, I suppose, because it's set in 1900. The Capitol Theater is a 1920s Baroque kind of style, mm-hmm. So it should fit together very nicely, as I assume you're doing costumes for, 1900 yeah. vintage costumes.
Yeah, it's set in Sweden in 1900, and it fits beautifully into the Capitol Theater. And it fits beautifully in what we do because I consider it a grown-up operetta. It's very much in the style of sort of a modern Merry Widow or Fledermaus with sort of the style and the wit and the waltzes. Sondheim says it's an opera when it's done by an opera company and a musical when it's done by a theater company.
And you're doing it as an opera company?
We therefore are an opera company.
It will be more operatic and it has one tune in particular that really took off thanks to, I guess, Frank Sinatra back around 1973 and Judy Collins a couple of years after that and then many performers subsequently.
Yes, Send in the Clowns, which will be sung by Emily Pulley in our production. Emily's sung at every major opera house around the world, pretty much.
And this is Desiree, the character?
The character is Desiree Armfeld, and it's in her bedroom after she has asked her ex-lover to come back to her, and he has walked out.
Regret and some
rueful self-awareness.
And, yes, all of that boiled into one short, do we call them arias?
It's a song.
It's a song. All right. Here it is as performed by Gene Simmons.
Isn't it rich? Are we a pair? Me ground, you in mid-air, send in the clowns.
One of the big hits from musical theater in general, Send in the Clowns, the work of Stephen Sondheim, and a fairly complex song, too, if you look at the changing meters and the things like that. He was very meticulous, wasn't he, in terms of where the pauses go and where the words are accented?
Well, he wrote it as questions because Glynis Johns, who created the role, couldn't sustain notes. So he knew he had to write short, breathy phrases for her and decided that that meant everything had to be a question.
And it sort of fits the character, too, doesn't it?
It fits the character. And, of course, the entire score is in variations of waltz time, too. Everything that's his trick, everything's in a variation of three, even if it's not literally in 3/4.
In a subtle way, though. It's not like Merry Widow or something.
Right. It's not. You don't feel like endless waltzes, but it's how brilliant he is in his composition.
And we have this song called Liaisons, and how does that fit into the context?
Liaisons is sung by Madame Armfeld, who is Desiree's mother, and she spends the show sort of disapproving of what she calls Desiree's sloppy love life, and she sort of emerges from what we call the theatrical shadows to look back on how better things were in her day. And it's sung, in our production, it is sung by Sarah Day from American Players Theater.
She was just in here a week or so ago, Sarah was. Nice to hear from her. And in this case, it's Hermione Gingold.
Yes.
At the villa of the Baron de Signac, where I spent a somewhat infamous year, at the villa of the Baron de Signac, I had ladies in attendance, fire opal pendants, liaisons. What's happened to them?
Well, we were saying it sounds like Three Penny Opera a little bit, you know, one of those Kurt Weill, Bertolt Brecht characters with that kind of low and salty voice. And
such brilliant, brilliant lyrics.
That too. Yeah, that's a nice thing about an opera like this one. You can actually understand the lyrics.
Understand the lyrics.
They're in English and easy to hear.
And Sondheim's lyrics are some of the most brilliant ever written. They're funny, they're clever, they're moving.
His big mentor and father figure for him was Oscar Hammerstein.
Absolutely.
Do you hear in this or other Sondheim works for that matter traces of Hammerstein?
Interesting, because he definitely credits him, but he also says he learned his own way of telling stories through songs as he got older. I think it's the emotional honesty that comes through in Sondheim that he gets from Oscar Hammerstein, that it's clever, but it's not merely clever. There's real human relationships at the core of every one of these numbers and characters, and I feel that Oscar Hammerstein wrote the same way.
Well, let's hear one more. And
okay, this is Remember. It is sung by the quintet. One of the brilliant things about this piece is there are five singers who sort of function like a Greek chorus, appearing in and out of scenes in evening gowns and waltzing. And this is a song called Remember, in which they are mutually remembering possibly maybe past relationships.
Well, we didn't remember.
We didn't remember. So we're going to hear The Glamorous Life, which does also involve the quintet. And it starts with Frederica, Desiree's daughter, talking about her mother. And her mother and the quintet are talking ironically about what a glamorous life it is to be an actress.
Now, should we remember?
Do we have enough time to remember?
We have time. It'll get us right down to the quiz question or just before. And so do you remember what you said about remember?
It takes place as the quintet is sort of commenting on various complications of other people's love lives, is the way I would put it.
Remember
the cafe in the park where we talked. Remember the tenor on the boat that we charted, belching the Martin Ride. Oh, how you promised and how I lied.
Now we have to remember to summarize things. This Stephen Sondheim's 1973 musical/opera, and it's Little Night Music, and Madison Opera is performing it Friday, February 8th at 8 o'clock, and Sunday, February 10th at 2:30, the Capitol Theater in Madison. They have a website, which we haven't mentioned yet. That's madisonopera.org, where you can find out all about it. The play is set in Sweden in 1900, and the costumes will reflect that. And their general director is Catherine Smith.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for stopping by and helping us to look behind the scenes for Stephen Sondheim's A Little Night Music.